woods and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez back for another week, back for another episode, and back with new affiliates. Back on at WJRW in Grand Rapids and also WBBL on the west side of the state. And very happy to be back on both of those stations on top of all of the other great stations we are on, the Michigan Talk Network. And, of course, the podcast you can pick up absolutely free on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Welcoming back our friends at Conquest Sense. ConquestSense.com. You can find all their scent dispersal units, their scents in a stick, the scrape maker, the heat seeker, all of the great stuff is on our website at wildmichiganradio.com. And of course, not just guns in Mason, our new friends, located on Cedar Street at 127, not just guns in Mason. We're a full array of firearms, ammunition, and of course their Wednesday night auctions as well, man. Make sure you check them out online at notjustguns.com. Great first hour of the show, and I'm sure we'll be equally as great with the second as we welcome our first guest, Jimmy Gretzinger from Michigan Out of Doors TV. How are you, young man?
Well, I'm good, but I don't know how young I am anymore. I'm getting pretty old, long in the tooth, buddy boy.
I don't know. I'm still older than you are.
I don't know. I feel, actually, this time of year starts to get you feeling a little bit better. Spring is right around the corner, and the snow is melting. Yeah, just hearing some more birds outside this morning, getting the turkey calls out. It's, starting to feel like spring, even though we still got quite a bit of snow and ice, especially if you get up north.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, up north, it actually proved to be up north this year with actually a decent amount of snow and some ice on the lakes, which has been great. I mean, it took us a while to get there. But we got there, and then we got there again, and then we got there again. So I think, Jimmy, we've had like four winters this year, but we are finally starting to see spring here, which means the ultimate sports show is going on in Grand Rapids, and a great time for us to be back on there. And just in general, because like we talked with Al Stewart, our good friend that you know very well, about turkey season, which has really become my favorite time of season.
Yeah, I think turkey hunting for me has risen to the top actually quite a few years ago. I think it's that time of the year when it's fun to be outside and you've been cooped up. I mean, even if you love to ice fish and rabbit hunt and everything else, it's just, you know, you're just battling the elements more. So spring is just, you know, things are warming up. It's a great time just to be out in the woods. And then what I just love about turkey hunting is the calling back and forth, you know, the interaction between the bird and the hunters, and I love the fact you don't have to worry about scent lock or all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Worry about how you smell, and it's just fun, and you can, you know, I love chasing them up north. That's a different kind of challenge versus, you know, hunting them in mid-Michigan or southern Michigan. They're just a ton of fun, and they're good to eat. I mean, it's all around just a great, and what I think is kind of cool about turkey hunting, and maybe you would agree with this or not, but I think when you're on a turkey hunt, whether you're the one pulling the trigger or you're the guy calling or you're just sitting back and watching, you know, it's an equal experience, I think, for all of those. So you don't have to be the one pulling the trigger. And if you're out there and you've never gone turkey hunting, find a buddy that does it and just tag along, because it's just such a cool thing to experience, whether you're the one pulling the trigger or not.
You know what? I'll agree with you on that point. And I think sometimes, especially last year, when I had my wife Sarah Marie out in the blind, I was behind the blind calling for her, a monster, and I mean monster, Tom. I had this bird at 8 yards from her, and she shot, and she missed, and the bird took off, and she took a second shot, which really, I haven't taught her as well as I should have. She takes that second shot, and then she's like, "I quit!" From the blind, she yells. I'm behind her yelling, "Reload!" And I call this bird back. Okay, so this time now he's even more curious as to what the heck the noise was on top of that hand that's in front of her, and it comes back within about 10 yards this time. She shoots again and misses. Well, guess what? I didn't tell her that pattern at that time at that distance is going to be the size of a quarter, and maybe I should teach you to aim a little lower. That was on me.
Yeah, Yes, that is a very common thing, especially with new hunters, and we like to put that decoy real close. But you're exactly right. If they actually come in that close, and when you're in a blind or, you know, well hidden, they don't seem to care as long as you're not moving. And yeah, we've had that happen before as well. So it's it can be a tricky thing. So I've kind of learned with new hunters, I try to get that decoy out there at about 20 yards, 25 yards, where the pattern's kind of opened up a little bit more. And but yeah, it's a ton of fun.
It is, and you know what? I'll say that I liked calling last year a lot more than I liked hunting. And also, Jimmy, the one thing, and you know this as well as I do, much like sturgeon spearing, it's the only sport where your time in the woods could be over like seconds. Your season being done.
Yeah, it can go really quick sometimes. I remember one of the first turkey hunts I ever did with the television show. I was actually hunting, and we called in a group of jakes right off the roost. And this was years ago where, you know, I still don't have any problem shooting a jake, but I'd like to hold off for a long beard if I can. But we had a group of jakes come in right off the roost, and I was brand new. I think it was my first spring with the TV show. And these birds came right in, all strutted up, and one moved off to the side, and I shot it. And I think we used every single second of video that we had to make a story, because we just didn't have a whole lot, because it was, you know, we were done, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and then you're off to breakfast, which is also a good thing.
So. Well, sure. And, you know, it's, again, it's man, you're so excited at the same time, that's it. I'm done.
But, yes, and you know, I think that's why a lot of guys have really started to take more, you know, new people out hunting, because it is early. Now, if you're going to do the early morning thing, but you know, you can be really successful in the middle of the day and mm-hmm. into the afternoon and evening. So it doesn't have to be the crack of dawn thing, because that can be a very early morning for someone who's not used to doing that. But if you can get them out there, you know, I'm just finding more and more, there's not that many people that really understand what it's like to watch the sunrise while leaning up against a tree in the woods. And we take that for granted, for people that either grew up in the outdoors or spend a lot of time in the outdoors. When you get people out there that haven't experienced that, I remember a few different people that are like, oh, this is so great. And not even see a turkey, you know, it's just being out there and being in those, you know, in the environment where turkeys live, and to watch the sunrise. I mean, we take some of that for granted sometimes, and we probably shouldn't.
Jimmy Gretzinger with Michigan Outdoors Television is joining us here on Wild Michigan. Jimmy, I mean, do you have spots already picked out for this year? I mean, I know you probably got the big whiteboard with all the places you've got, the seasons and everything else. I mean, you're a professional guy that way.
You know, we have talked very little about turkey hunting so far, just because we're trying to get through. This time of the year is always a tricky time when we're kind of getting through ice fishing, rabbit hunting, coyote calling, whatever it might be, and then we transition into spring fishing, and it's kind of a delicate thing here, because we're still showing ice fishing, and there's still good ice fishing to be had, but here within a few weeks, everybody's going to start mentally transitioning over to spring-type stuff, mm-hmm. and we've talked a little bit about turkeys, but we're still trying to figure out if we need any more ice fishing stories to get through the next couple of weeks, and then we have our two big buck nights that are going to be airing. The first one will be Big Buck Night East out of Novi. That'll air the last week of this month. And then Big Buck Night West, that was in Grand Rapids, that one will be the first week of April. And then once those two air, they'll be into April, and then we're going to be full-blown getting ready for turkeys and patterning guns and that kind of stuff. But we've talked very little about where we're going to go. We usually try to get a camera out that first week of the season, and then that first week for sure of the late season, and then a few in between here and there. But yeah, we're not super planned out yet.
Well, that's good. Good to know. I'm not the only one in this business that isn't terribly planned out. Jimmy Gretzinger, host of Michigan Outdoors Television, is joining us right now. We're going to talk more with you in a little bit, because we've got the Ultimate Sports Show going on in Grand Rapids this weekend. And what's really great about that at DeVos Place, it's a beautiful facility. Plus, you've got the Grand River and people fishing out there. Now, I haven't seen the water height yet. We'll talk more with Jimmy about that. Find out what else is going on with Michigan Outdoors Television. Out of doors television. I want to get this straight. I'm a professional that way. You're listening to Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You you can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Hey, up in the backwoods, down in the holler. Old boy's feeling like a dog on a collar. Keeping that chain pulled tight. Waiting on Saturday night.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Couple of new affiliates, couple of old friends talking here. JB Gretzinger is joining us, Michigan Out of Doors Television. Very excited, man. I love, you know, the Thursday nights have been a tradition in Michigan on television for years and years and years. And now how long, and I'm always surprised by how long you've been doing this because I still think you're like 12. But how long compared to me, you know, you baby face?
We just found some pictures. I think Demi's going to be posting them today or within the next few days of she and I at the beginning. I think it was like 2001, two, maybe 2003 at a big buck night. And I look like I'm 12 at that point. I'm 47 now. I've been doing the show for just over 20 years.
Wow.
Started in 1998, in the fall of 98, and then purchased the show from MUCC at the beginning of 2009. So it's been about 10 years that we've been kind of doing it. Still, they help us out from time to time, and we have a lot of good sponsors that we wouldn't be able to do any of the stuff we do without. And so, special thanks to all of them. And the viewers that step up and keep us on PBS has been a great home for us. And, to have a primetime slot on a Thursday night, as you know, and working in media, that's just, there's no way we could ever afford that anywhere else other than PBS. And so that's right. it's really been a great thing for them to value the outdoor programming to keep us on, at 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, depending on where you're at in the state of Michigan. That's a prime slot, and Thursday nights are a big night. And for them to keep, hunting and fishing on there, kudos to them. And a lot of part of that is when we do those pledge drives, and people don't like the pledge drives, and I understand that, but that's kind of how they gauge what people want to see. But so far so good. We'll keep our fingers crossed and keep trying to keep Michigan Out of Doors on the air on a Thursday night. Gosh, I remember growing up with my dad watching Fred Trost. It was kind of the version of the show that I was watching with, him and Bob Garner together. And, mm-hmm. Great memories. And that's back when there was only three channels or four channels. Right. And now there's three or four or five just strictly channels that are just outdoor programming. But, Michigan Outdoors has stayed a little different than most of the shows out there because we do 52 shows a year. There's no other outdoor show that I'm aware of that does that. And we're not the star of the show. Really, even from Morton Neff, Jerry Gepetta, Fred Trost, Bob Garner, none of those guys were like the star of the show. They hosted it and told, the story sometimes, but it's really been about the sportsmen and women mm-hmm. of the state of Michigan. And I think that's why it's worked. And Morton F's, strategy was to pace and variety. Keep it moving, keep it different, keep it moving, keep it different. And people will, hopefully stay tuned because if you're not into turkey hunting, but that there's going to be a steelhead story coming on for that and that's your thing, you'll sit through the turkey hunt to wait for the steelhead story. So, we just try to keep it moving. And I think that's what's so great about Michigan. As there is so much variety and so many things to do that, I don't think we could ever probably run out of stories to tell.
And that's the one thing I've always appreciated about your show, and when Fred had it, when Jerry had it, when I was a kid, because that's one of the guys that I watched, was you're not waiting like we have the networks now. Look, I love the networks and I have a lot of friends that are on the networks, but it's not 19 minutes of television time with the last 2 minutes of it being the harvest, the end of the show. You guys are definitely keeping things moving and keeping it fresh, and the segments are rolling. There's action in all of them, and if there's not, the guests, like you said, are the main focus as well. It's a 50-50 split between the guest and what you're doing.
Yeah, and I think that's really, and I can't really necessarily take credit for that because I'm not reinventing the wheel here. I'm just trying to keep that kind of tradition going, and things change, and as cameras have gotten bigger and then smaller, and then batteries last longer, and you can edit on a laptop while you're driving down the road. Things have changed on how we do this show as far as the nuts and bolts and some of that, and some of it is great and some of it is hard. But it really comes down to telling a story and whether you've got a $2,000 camera or a $12,000 camera, if you don't know how to point it in the right spot and ask the right questions, it's not really going to matter, you know, what that stuff looks like if you can't tell a story. Now, do we do it perfectly all the time? Of course not. But we, you know, we're out there trying. And, you know, this week's show, for example, we're in the Upper Peninsula on a predator prey program where we're talking with the DNR and Safari Club International, what they're doing. They're trapping deer and locating them. And it's a several year study to kind of figure out the winter mortality of our deer population up there and how our predator is affecting that. I mean, that's just a cool thing that is going on in the outdoors that very few people know about. That's a cool story. And then we drop down and show an 11-year-old kid who loves to ice fish and kind of from his perspective on how to get people into the outdoors, how he likes to do it. You know, normally we're with a, you know, a grizzled veteran sometimes who's giving up his tips, and that's great, and we can learn a lot, but sometimes it's fun to learn from a, you know, a little 11-year-old kid to talk about how he got it, what he likes about ice fishing, you know. And then we're stopping at the Kalamazoo traditional archery show. You know, there's a lot of guys that love to hunt with stick and string and the extra challenge, and so we pop in there to talk to some of those guys. And, you know, there's just stuff happening all over the state of Michigan, and so we are, you know, just feel really fortunate, really blessed to be able to travel the state, tell those stories, have the sponsors to let us do that, and PBS as a home, and hopefully the viewers out there like what we're doing.
Yeah, it's important, too. I mean, the sponsors are very important to the show, and with a lot of the corporations turning their backs on the hunting and fishing community, on things that they have been built on, I am very happy to see still on your show the mom and pop places that are still, you know, selling the licenses, selling the bait, and telling anglers where to go on the lakes and in the areas where they're at, and the hunters, whatnot, getting that love that they so deserve.
Yeah, we try to work with, you know, big, small, all sorts of shops around the state of Michigan that are, you know, promoting the outdoor lifestyle, promoting getting people out there. And, you know, we hear a lot of these doom and gloom numbers that, oh, the number of hunters is dropping, a fishing drop, whatever it is. And I'm not disputing that. I think that's probably the case. But that's where, you know, an outdoor show like yours, an outdoor show like ours, and all the other ones that are out there, we have to, it's even that more important for us to make sure that we continue to tell the story of the outdoor lifestyle, because there's a disconnect. You know, obviously we know that there's not a lot of people that love to hunt and fish. And so we got to keep that front and center and let people know that there are still a lot of people out there that love the outdoors and love to hunt and fish and trap and love the shooting sports. So I think it's even more important that we have shows like that now. But you're right. It's, you know, I keep hoping that I don't get the call from PBS that says, hey, well, you know, we're not going to be able to show anything, you know, getting caught, or you're not going to be able to show an animal, you know, getting shot. And, you know, I'm hoping that that's not the case, but you never know. And so while we can, we need to make sure that we're broadcasting what real hunting and fishing is like. Now, we want to do it as tastefully as we can, but we also don't want to apologize for taking game. I mean, that's a part of conservation, is the wise use of a resource, or the use of a deer means that deer is going to have to die, and then hopefully it's done in a humane way, and then also we're going to process that food and bring it right back to our table. That's part of that circle, and there's a disconnect, and hunters know that connection, but non-hunters and non-anglers don't know about that connection. And, you know, they just think you can walk into a mire and you see a, you know, a beautiful filet mignon wrapped in plastic, and that's just how it got there. Well, there was a process to get it to that point, and so we just want to continue to show people that, hey, the outdoors is alive and well, and there's people that love to hunt and fish and to take care of game and bring it back to the table.
All right, Jimmy Gretzinger, as always, man, appreciate you and Jenny and everybody else that put that show together on Thursday nights for great, great Michigan family entertainment, and we look forward to seeing you soon. MichiganOutofdoorsTV.com website, just Google search and you'll find it. You'll see them, those cute smiling faces of Jimmy and Jenny.
Well, thanks so much, young man. Always good to talk to you.
Absolutely. More coming your way on Wild Michigan.